In the summer of 1998, terrorists connected with al-Qaeda bombed two American embassies in East Africa. The U.S. responded with airstrikes at an al-Qaeda camp in Afghanistan and at a chemical plant in Sudan. At the time, Daniel Benjamin was director of counterterrorism on the National Security Council. In a new book of which he's co-author, Benjamin revisits those retaliatory strikes and the spirit with which they were received by the news media. As he cites in many examples, President Clinton's decision to strike at al-Qaeda was widely interpreted then through the lens of his impeachment problems. News stories questioned whether the Al-Shifra plant in Sudan had in fact been used to make the chemical weapon VX. Commentators said Clinton was seeking a distraction. In the metaphor of that season, he was trying to wag the dog. Daniel Benjamin says that as a result, the American public missed the seriousness of what had happened.
There was a real cynicism. There was a real desire to avoid making the hard sort of intellectual work to see what the administration was laying out in terms of the intelligence. And I think that had people taken that seriously at the time, that really was the wake-up call. You had terrorists who were trying to procure a weapon of mass destruction, and they had just shown that they were prepared to use violence in an indiscriminate way on an enormous scale.
You say this chemical plant in Sudan was manufacturing. It was being used to manufacture at least precursors for chemical weapons. Then a story came out in 1998. It said that plant was a pharmaceutical plant. And that statement, as you relay it, was completely mishandled by the National Security Advisor of the day.
Well, let's go back. First of all, we never say that the plant was manufacturing the precursor. There was evidence that the precursor was present there. The administration really hurt itself by misbriefing. The information it had gotten from the CIA had been fairly clear about what was going on there, and the CIA failed to mention to the administration what else was going on there in terms of the medicines that were being produced at the Al-Shifa plant. So there's no question that the administration hurt itself.
Then there were questions raised about a soil sample that had been taken near the plant, which the administration briefed people and said, what's in the soil shows that the precursor for weapons was there. Then there were stories saying, well, they didn't have the proof of that. They didn't really know that for sure. That was an inference, a possibility that they'd found. What's the truth of the matter, as you know it?
Well, the truth of the matter is that a soil sample was found that showed the presence of a chemical called EMPTA, which is essentially the next to last step on the way to making VX. The questions that were raised involved whether or not this sample had been tampered with somewhere along the way. And the fact is that intelligence methods are not courtroom methods. They weren't going to have someone accompanying the operative who got the sample at every step of the way. But reporters covering this story reflexively went for a different version, a version that the administration was dissembling.
You cite testimony from one of the al-Qaeda members, conspirators who was tried in this country, as corroborating the fact that the chemical plant was being used in some way in Sudan for chemical weapons. What happened?
Jamal al-Fadl was the star witness of the embassy bombings trials, which began in February of 2001. And during his initial testimony and later under cross-examination, he essentially confirmed that bin Laden had invested in the Sudanese government's effort to produce chemical weapons. The Sudanese were very frustrated by their inability to defeat the rebels in the south of the country and were looking for a magic bullet, if you will.
Then there were strikes at Afghanistan, at camps in Afghanistan, strikes that in fact missed Osama bin Laden but did hit some of his training camps in the country.
That's correct.
Can you look back on those strikes now with hindsight and say that was an appropriate and successful retaliation combined with the strike on the chemical plant in Khartoum? Or do you accept a more, what's in many ways a consensus view now, that somehow the retaliation was ineffective and too light?
Well, we certainly think it was ineffective and too light because it didn't hit the target and because we had September 11th. I think if you put yourself in the mindset of the time, it was a proportional response, and it certainly was aimed at taking out the al-Qaeda leadership. It's important to remember that it was the first time we'd had good information on where we could find them all at one time after the bombings. We never got that kind of information again. And sure, in retrospect, I wish we'd conducted a much more punishing attack. However, a much more punishing attack on a bunch of tents would have still left us with the same result, that the terrorists would have gotten away. It was a big country, and we used the best information we had.
Daniel Benjamin, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Daniel Benjamin, who was director for counterterrorism on the National Security Council staff from 1998 to 1999, is the co-author with Stephen Simon of The Age of Sacred Terror.